Earlier this week on WEEI Afternoons, we talked about a list put out by a Twitter aggregator that had the top 10 most overrated players in NFL history. We talked about it. Eli Manning seemed to be a favorable choice in the eyes of most. I bristled at Bo Jackson being included. There were various names on there, but that sparked us.
Yeah, that Bo is just that was just because he had such a short career. He was a freak right. of nature.
Bo was like numbers. Oh, I never rushed for 1,000 yards. He never did this.
The
whatever.
Home run he hit at the All-Star break hasn't landed. The All-Star game hasn't landed yet.
There's guys that you play with that are freaks, and then there's super freaks, and then there's Bo Jackson.
Right.
That's how good he was.
He's a guy you wouldn't have to size up because he's like pre-sized.
I mean, like. I got you. I know exactly what you're bringing to the table, man. He just had that just a style that was uniquely his own.
So that got us thinking. Ted Johnson played a decade in the NFL, so he saw a lot of guys.
Had a fun decade. 95 to 05 was like a good, fun decade with some really, I don't know, football was fun then because it was a little bit more of a running game. But, anyway.
Ted, you were like at the forefront of trying to stop all of the burgeoning fantasy stars that kind of, in a lot of ways, helped blow football up. Like the Priest Holmeses of the world.
Oh, the great running backs, great
great LaDainian Tomlinson.
But the transition of, like, you know, Christian Okoye, Mike Allstott, the big bruisers, into the Tomlinson, Falk-like athletes,
Edrin James,
freaky,
yeah.
they could be receiver kind of guys.
No
so
doubt.
That had us thinking Ted Johnson should come up with his own list of overrated and underrated, so he's going to give us top five overrated, top five underrated from his career. And again, reminder, we decided not to include Patriots. We didn't need him.
There might be one or two.
Oh, okay.
When it comes to the underrated.
Of course, the underrated.
Yep.
You don't want to give any. You want yes, we have a TED Talk today, ladies and gentlemen.
It's time for a TED Talk.
There's a football player that Ted Johnson
smacked down. He hit a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
Stories from on and off the field from three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson scrapes right into Jerome Bettis' face and puts him on his back.
This guy is going to be one of the best inside linebackers in football.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right. No further ado, right. Ted Johnson. Which side are we starting on?
We're gonna go under. We're gonna start at underrated.
Okay.
All right.
Underrated, and so is this. This is a top five list, and are we starting with the number five most underrated player of Ted Johnson's career?
All right. I'm gonna start underrated. With I don't know. I don't need to rank these. They're all just. Probably not. Top five underrated players.
They're all in the top
five. Not five to one. Just
I got in trouble because I said when I used to work down in Houston, I said this was the best football player I've ever seen. Well, Ted, you played with Tom Brady. I'm like, this is the best football player I've ever seen.
You heard what I said.
You guys, can you take any guess who is number five on my most underrated list?
The best football player you've ever
seen. During your playing days.
I was in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Steve McNair.
I covered the Texans.
Oh.
J.J. Watt. To me, is underrated. He's in his first 5 years. He had a Hall of Fame career in his first 5 years.
Yep.
People say, well, you know, Lawrence Taylor is the best defensive player ever. Well, you know, J.J. Watt had three defensive MVPs just like Taylor did. So, to me, J.J. Watt is one of the more underrated players that I've ever seen.
I think he's sadly dogged by the fact that he never made it to a Super Bowl or won a title. He's in Club Marino, which is unfortunate.
A defensive tackle isn't going to be the reason your team makes the Super Bowl. Right. Number four on my list, I'm going to go with a former teammate of mine, a tight end who I don't think gets enough love, is Ben Coates.
Yes.
One of the more underrated players of my time is Ben Coates. The guy was... he had everything that Tony Gonzalez had, the size, the hands, the speed. He had ability. I love the way he practiced. Ben Coates is number four on my list for most underrated.
If I always joke with you, you were born maybe at not the perfect time. If Ben Coates was born a little bit later and played with the dynasty, Tom Brady, Patriots.
Oh, 87 would have still been great.
I never understood. In my era, tight ends weren't valued. And I'm like,
right.
What do you mean? They're like... They block. They catch. How do you mean they're not valued? To me, they were. They were vital.
Didn't he carry your offense for multiple seasons?
If Drew didn't know where to go in the red zone, he always went.
Drew got him killed too. Drew would be like, "Wait, there's four guys around Ben. I'll still throw
blanket,
it.
So, you know I'm throwing it to coach.
You know what though? He still would show up.
Oh, absolutely.
I've never seen a guy. He practiced hard. He always showed up. Number three on my five most underrated players of my era. I'm going with a center for the Denver Broncos, who used to play, who played his college ball at BC. Anybody know what his name is?
Tom Nalen.
Big, not big, small little Tom Nalen now.
He's, oh, my kind of guy.
He's lost a lot of weight, but Tom Nalen, one of the best centers I've ever played against. Scrappy, tough, get up to the second line, always waiting for me. Almost, he's so quick, it's almost like he's sitting there waiting, man. We're like, come on. Come here, Ted. Come
so he
on.
He kicked your ass?
No, he didn't kick my ass.
Oh. He just bat. You scrapped.
He'd kick our nose tackles' asses on his way to try to get to me. But Tom Nalen, phenomenal center. You probably, most people have never even heard of. Number two on my most underrated list, he finally got into the Hall of Fame. I loved his game. He was undersized. He was looked nothing like what typical middle linebackers look like, but he played like he was, you know, 270 pounds. And that is Zach Thomas. Zach Thomas, one of the more underrated linebackers to ever play the game. He finally got his due and got into the Hall of Fame. And the number one most underrated player of my generation, former teammate of mine. Take a listen.
On first and 10, it is Martin again inside the 15, inside the 10, to the 5, and in the end zone. Touchdown, Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin, one of the more underrated, I think, and even though he got into the Hall of Fame.
He's a Hall of Famer, yeah.
He was the guy, so whenever you're covering him, and he catches the ball, and he does his little juke, and you're like, you're right there. All of a sudden, he's gone. His ability to get away from you after his cuts was unmatched. I thought Curtis Martin's ability in the open field was breathtaking. So he's the fifth guy on my five most underrated. So who do we got? We got J.J. Watt, Tom Nalen, Ben Coates, Zach Thomas, and Curtis Martin are the five most underrated players that I played with or against.
My favorite guy on there, I think, is Ben Coates, because I think he's a guy that people would be surprised if you didn't watch him and it played out different. He's closer to Gronk than people think. Like, people would never put him in the best tight end of all time conversation
that's
where Gronk
is. That's a dumb thing for people to say.
He's closer to Gronk than people really think.
He has gotten, I would say, in the age of Instagram and different NFL reels of people cutting up highlights of players that people younger than us didn't get a chance to watch live, he has gotten a lot of run.
And he should. And, you know, had he played differently and Drew hadn't maybe needed to lean on him so much, I think he could have held up a little longer at a higher level. Curtis Martin's an interesting one for me because I always thought Curtis did himself a disservice with the way he looked. He wore, like, weird pads, baggy jersey. I think, if I'm remembering correctly, Ted, didn't he wear, like, arm sleeves or big elbow pads?
There was a lot going on.
Yeah, there was a lot going on that made him look, you know, like he didn't
kind of
have
bulky.
Bulky.
Yeah.
You know, like not as athletic as I think he was as Ted's talking about, embarrassing people on a football field.
You know, Ted, there was a player you obviously wouldn't have played against him. You wouldn't have played lined up against him, but you certainly could have played against him or had some run with him. What was your impression of John Randall?
John was...
I always thought he was one of the most ferocious football players.
He was, you know, but that whole Vikings, you know, they had Henry Thomas was on that line. They had kind of they weren't the people you like,
they weren't
no,
the purple
whatever.
People,
but
eaters.
They had their own nickname. I thought John was pretty damn good, man. You know, and I'm a big fan of guys with high motors. That was part of J.J. Watt to me was a physical freak with one of the highest motors I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
It was.
And then the injuries started to take their toll. And Fitzy's right. Yeah. He also gets lumped in with the varsity jacket game and things of that nature. Like, it all on him. If he was good, then how come his team's
crapped out? On Hard Knocks, they opened an episode with him just catching 50 passes from the jugs machine single-handedly. Yeah. Like, okay, Captain America.
There was a time where it was like over saturated J.J. Watt. It's too much. Yeah. Too much J.J. Watt. And he was almost putting himself out. And then you go, and then he's donating money to... Like, my whole co-host, we always laugh because I just used to think, the guy's just doing this for, you know, publicity. It's like, dude, the guy was always delivering.
Yeah.
Like, it's really who
he's genuine.
Was. He's a genuine guy.
And even now, if you follow him on social media, he still seems genuine. Like, I love following. He had one the other day where he went to a baseball game and he was trying to do the 9-inning challenge where you drink
nine beers, have nine hot dogs over nine innings or whatever. Like, he just seems like a good dude.
Bet you, did he win?
Well, he was like, I think he tweeted out, like, I'm already six dogs and beers in. This seems like it's going to be easy or something like that. And I was like,
when you're built different, like when you took super soldier serum, it makes it easier.
It's funny how, like, Travis Kelce's mom has kind of become like a star just with her. JJ's mom became a star down in Houston with a lot of commercials they did together. I think the guy could do movies. I think he does a good job in the.
He's got personality
in the pregame stuff.
Yep,
I think he's
alongside. Really he shares table space with somebody who was on the overrated list, Matt Ryan, who I think does a good job on TV as well.
I do like him on TV. I don't know if I think he's overrated, but Ted Johnson's list of overrated, I am excited to hear. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay, so we're going to start with one that might surprise you. Go ahead, Stiz. This is number one on my most overrated list.
Down by two scores. Play action, and he is hit at the 12 by Ted Johnson. The third sack, and the Patriots eating up the Miami offense.
Dan Marino.
Wow.
Ooh, maybe that's because.
Go ahead. Proceed.
So whenever we played the Miami Dolphins, we blitzed the middle linebacker right up the A-gap. Why? Because Dan Marino couldn't move at all because of his knees.
Yep.
I just thought there was a little bit of an overratedness to Dan Marino's game. A little bit.
Did I hear third sack of the day? Is that what that said?
Not by me.
If I
had to go look at all 11 and a half sacks of my career, I think most of them would be against Marino.
Really?
Yeah.
So we'll cross him off the list of potential future guests.
That's probably smart.
Arm talent to spare.
All right, number two on my most overrated list. I hate to say it, but I got my man, the bus, Jerome Bettis.
What?
One of the more, give me.
I'm more in on that one than Marino.
I thought he was your measuring stick, like you were proud to tackle him and you used to light him up and stuff.
I did. It was fun. But I would rather play him than I would Edgerrin James. Than I would Marshall Faulk.
What was it about Edgerrin James that made him so? Was he just
smooth?
Yeah.
Smooth, and you know, he was a smaller. He didn't. It was hard to really get.
He moved
like Arian Foster. If you ever like when you go to hit him, they would kind of turn a little bit, so you never got like good shots on him.
Yep.
Jerome was this big target. He didn't lean forward. He was a big body, and so it was an easier target to hit.
Who was which one of you brought him down on that fourth and one? On that first sequence, a series of downs in the AFC Championship, January 2005.
The ball was fumbled at the exchange, so he went down. But Vrabel's fell on top of him.
Okay.
Yep.
They
should have never gone for it on that. All right, number three on my most overrated list. It's probably pretty obvious, and we didn't overlap too much. Eli Manning, to me, overrated.
Yeah.
Please don't put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, he... lives on two games, basically two little runs there, and it's hard to take those away from him.
And I'll make these last two.
How do you make that
last two real quick? But there's a theme. Marvin Harrison, I thought, was a little bit overrated, kind of a product of the system, if you will. And
don't tell him that.
Yeah.
The fifth guy on my most overrated list. I'm gonna say it. Oh, it's gonna hurt. Peyton Manning. A little overrated.
Wow. Ted
Johnson. Overrated.
Manning brothers.
That's going to make NFL.com. Ted Johnson, Manning, a little
just
overrated.
Just a smidge. You know, can I tell you why? You want to hear why?
Because he couldn't beat the Patriots.
Because we had some protection problems out there.
Personnel all the time. Same. They didn't have two tight end sets. They didn't have 21 personnel. They didn't have 20. They ran 11 every time. They never motioned. And they had a very simple concept of high-low that – you know what? It's just to me, it was an easier system that they employed, and that to me is like
the Tom Moore offense.
Look, Peyton's a beast. I love Peyton, but I just thought he was a tad overrated when you consider truly the system that he played in was one of the more basic systems.
Wow.
Text line
wanted to know how close Willie McGinnis was to making it to your five most underrated.
He's on there. Willie Mack. I love Willie Mack. You kidding me? Willie Mack was I put him in the super freak.
He's in physical dominant thing.
For a guy that size to be able to not only rush the passer, but we had him out there rerouting number two receivers. like in space.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, he could do everything.
He could do everything.
I can't believe both Mannings are on the top five Ted Johnson most overrated players of all time.
But so is Dan freaking Marino. Dan Ball had a question.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Dan?
Yeah, Ted kind of gave us an impromptu TED Talk maybe a month or two ago when we got into the topic of the Colts, and I think you said, if I remember correctly, Ted, the more that Peyton Manning stayed in the pocket, the more that he sweat. Like, he got worse the more that you made him sit
back. It was that fact. Yes, Andy wasn't there. That's right. We were supposed to be doing the all-quarter-century team, and then we got into that, and you said, because I'm so fascinated by that offense, and I think Peyton Manning's underrated, believe it or not. But
I was like, Peyton, I ain't falling for that.
I didn't play the game you did, Ted, but you said if you could control Edgerrin James, you controlled the Colts offense.
Correct.
And Ted Johnson controlled Edgerrin James.
I
remember that one. I remember that.
Yeah, but that's exactly right. So we would – I could not believe it. You go, well, how do you get you never could get pressure on Caden. Peyton got the ball out so damn fast. So why blitz? Instead of blitz, we'd only rush three guys. So that means eight guys are back in the pass coverage.
Yep.
So Peyton didn't know where to go with the football, so he's holding it. He's not a guy that can, ad lib.
Right.
And so the longer he held the ball, the more prone he was to make a mistake.
Ted, can you answer a quick question for Bobby in West Palm Beach about one of your predecessors at linebacker in New England? What's up, Bobby?
Yeah, I have two questions now, two points. One, I wanted your opinion of Steve Nelson. And can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. I got you, Bob.
And one other thing, this is way before you, Ted. By the way, Ted, I loved your game. I mean, you were just growing up, you were just unbelievable. But another player that I think was really underrated, if you look at statistically what he did, was Stanley Morgan. This is way before you, but look at Stanley Morgan, I think, historically was a very underrated football player. He averaged, over 20 yards a number of years of pass. That's all I wanted to say, and I wanted you to comment on that.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Bobby. I always feel bad about the Steve Nelson. I mean, I lived in San Diego when Steve was playing for the Patriots, and they were never on TV.
Yep.
I never saw Steve play.
Really?
The Patriots never played on national TV when I was living there, so I never got to see Steve
or
play.
Or local TV.
I got drafted in 1995. Parcells calls me 5 minutes after I get drafted, and he starts telling me about all the linebackers on the team currently, and then he says, and you remind me of Steve Nelson. Oh. And I didn't know
what a
who
compliment.
Steve and I clearly, when I got drafted here and came here, I learned a lot more about Steve. And learned that was a very nice compliment. But Steve, Bobby, I never got to see him play to really. I heard he was a stud though. 13 years,
he was a stud. Interception,
similar stylistically.
Oh yeah, he could play. And Stanley Morgan, very much underrated. Just a different era. He was a down the field. Grogan would throw it up. They would put up ridiculous numbers. 21 yards a catch. Just totally different time.
He has been one of the names that's been bandied about Pats Nation the last couple of years, like, should he get a look for the Hall of Fame?
Yes. I know everybody wants to go bang the drum for Julian Edelman. In my mind, Julian Edelman's third on the list of wide receivers who should go in the Hall of Fame. Stanley Morgan and Wes Welker are ahead of him. It's just the reality for me. 617-779-7937. If you want to react to Ted Johnson's overrated and underrated players, or if you want to line up to react to what I'm going to call the Patriots, looks like they could be developing into the MAGA Patriots. I'll tell you what I mean by that next here on WEEI Afternoons.